Health. The national government has finalized plans to phase out National Hospital Insurance Fund, NHIF, in order to pave way for the introduction of Social Health Insurance Fund, SHIF. Speaking in Transinzoia County during the launch and dissemination exercise of the fourth medium-term plan 2023-2027, Health Cabinet Secretary, CS, Dr. Susan Nakamicha revealed that the government will officially roll out the SHIF scheme on July 1, 2024 in place of the current NHIF scheme which has lasted for over 57 years. Urging Kenyans to register into the new scheme in large numbers before the rollout, the CS said the change will present a monumental shift in the country's healthcare system. Detailing merits of SHIF over NHIF, the CS said that under the new health cover, beneficiaries with terminal illnesses will now have a reason to smile as they will be in a position to enjoy services. Health Cabinet Secretary Dr. Susan Nakamicha hands over Transinzoia 4th Medium-Term Plan 2023-2027 to County Commissioner Gideon Oyagi at Kitale National Polytechnic. Dr. Nakamicha informed that all workers under SHIF scheme are expected to contribute 2.75% of their income to the fund as the government covers those who cannot afford to pay for the contributions. Self-employed or unemployed Kenyans contributing shush 500 monthly towards NHIF will now be required to pay shush 300 under SHIF. Kenya's Constitution 2010 gives everyone the right to proper healthcare. It is in line with this the government felt the need to transform the healthcare landscape by introducing Social Health Insurance Fund. The implementation of SHIF will ensure equity and access to healthcare by covering everyone in the country unlike National Health Insurance Fund, she said. On the vaccine shortage reported in the country, the CS blamed delayed payments and procurement procedures for the scarcity, saying that strategies have been put in place to ensure the same scenario does not repeat in the near future. We had slight hiccups in payment for the vaccine which resulted to delays in supply. However, I can confirm that the vaccines were supplied and have been dispersed to our regional stores across the country, she said, adding that there is no reason for alarm.